Welcome to our service this morning on a lovely, soggy, soggy Boxing Day. Good morning to those of you on Zoom. Kate, who have we got on Zoom this morning? Ah. So quite a few on Zoom this morning. That's nice. Well, welcome to you anyway, whether you're here in person or staying at home in the warm and cuddled up. Someone's just driven in, so that's good. How are you all this morning? Not too morning after the night before. I will give you family news. Notices for the week, there is nothing happening. See you next week. Bible studies are on pause until the 19th of January. Yeah, everything else, everything stops, doesn't it, that week between Christmas and New Year. We all have a bit of a break. Looking forward to a lie-in in the morning. Let's pray together. Father, we just thank you that we can come this morning in various ways, in various places, but we meet together with each other and with you, and we know that you are here with us. We just pray that we might really sense your presence here this morning. That you might be with us in our time together. That you would be the center of everything that's said and done. And that everything this morning may be to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing our first hymn, Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne, which comes out better when you sing it. I can't, the words don't. My mouth doesn't make those words. Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. So we managed to get the people on Zoom on our screen while we were singing. It was nice to see. I was trying to screen share so that they could see the words, and they got in the way and we had to move them. It's good. It's good. Our reading this morning is from John 1, verses 1 to 14. And Caitlin's going to put the words up on the screen, which are the words that you know from the NIV. But I'm going to confuse you all and read it from the message. So we'll see. You can either, if you want, if you're getting too confused, shut your eyes and just listen to me. Or try and shut your ears and read it yourself. But it's nice sometimes to have the two versions, to hear the message does things slightly differently, and the sort of comparison between the two is interesting sometimes. So I'm going to read you from the message, John 1, verses 1 to 14. The Word was first, the Word present to God, God present to the Word. The Word was God, in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. There was once a man, his name John, sent by God to point out the way to the life light. He came to show everyone where to look, who to believe in. John was not himself the light. He was there to show the way to the light. The life light was the real thing. Every person entering life, he brings into light. He was in the world, and the world was there through him, and yet the world didn't even notice. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. But whoever did want him, whoever believed he was who he claimed and would do what he said, he made to be their true selves, their child of God selves. These are the God begotten, not blood begotten, not flesh begotten, not sex begotten. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. We're going to sing again. Sorry, Mike. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Thank you. We come to our prayer time this morning. Kate, do you want to put the prayer box up? Father, we do thank you that you hear us when we pray. We thank you for answers to prayer that, though they may take longer than we sometimes wish they would, that you do answer. And we thank you for Julie's diagnosis. And we pray that she is able to get the treatment she needs now, and that it will help and will benefit her. And would you be with all of those who are struggling this Christmas due to loss, due to difficulty, due to family circumstances? Would you hold them, lift them up, bless them? Lord, may they know the peace and hope that comes at Christmas, when you came down to earth as a baby, to be good news to all people, whatever we're going through. Lord, may they and we know that good news. And Father, we pray for those situations in the world that are difficult at this time. We pray for the ongoing COVID situation, Lord, that you would step in, bring healing and resolution. We pray for the conflicts, the wars, that you would step in and bring peace. We pray for the situations of hunger and difficulty, that you would step in and bring provision. Lord, may your kingdom come on earth. Your kingdom where peace and justice and love reigns. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to sing again. Born in the night, Mary's child. Thank you. Did anyone know that? Yeah, some of us did. No? How was Christmas? Right? Or should I say, how is Christmas? It's a weird day, isn't it? Pardon, Shelley?
Exhausting.
Exhausting, yeah, I know that feeling. It's a weird day, isn't it? Are we still celebrating Christmas or is it over now? We're not normally here the day after, are we, to be... It always amazes me that the radio stations start playing Christmas music in November and then on Boxing Day or the day after, it all stops. That's it. Over with. Time to move on. I guess the DJs are sick of it by that time. It always felt a bit wrong to me. I kind of felt like this whole week should be Christmassy. Although I have to say, this year yeah, we can leave that now. We can leave that. I'm not saying I love Christmas music or the decorations. I think this time last year I was taking them down. But the world seems to forget something about Christmas. Now, we get used to all the build-up to the big day and the excitement of the day. And then the days following, we kind of feel a bit flat, a bit deflated, a bit exhausted, some of us. All that stress, and it's over. For Mary and Joseph, I wonder if it felt the same. The planning and stress of the long journey to Bethlehem. The pain and mess and fear of childbirth. The excitement of the visit from the shepherds. And the next morning, they're sitting there alone. It's over. And it isn't, is it? Because the shepherds may have gone back to their sheep with just these memories of an amazing night. The childbirth has been got through and cleaned up. Food has been eaten, sleep has been had, maybe. But as Mary and Joseph look around, they know it's not over, because in front of them is a tiny baby. The birth of a child isn't the end, it's a beginning. At least it's a beginning for everyone involved with that child. For anyone not involved, the outsider looking in, the excitement of the birth is as good as it gets. Yay, the child has been born. Congratulations. And then I'm remembering back to my early days as parents. You know, the excitement around that and the visits that we had and the presents that we had. And, oh, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. And then soon friends find that we can't do the things that we used to do. We don't have the time or the energy that we used to have. We have new responsibilities. Sometimes as parents, we lose people at that point because suddenly our life revolves around this new wonder that other people are still on the outside of. Our life has changed, theirs hasn't. And if they're on the outside, they go off on a different path. The shepherds go back to their sheep and never see Mary or Joseph or Jesus again. But others aren't content to stay on the outside. They recognize that although the excitement of the birth is over, the excitement of life has just begun. There are people in my life whose relationship has deepened because of the birth of my children, who wanted to be involved, who wanted to be on the inside rather than the outside. I think of my neighbours who we were quite friendly with, but the real beginning of our friendship was when Alison said I could call her if I needed. They live next door. She said, just give me a ring if you need anything. And I did regularly. Alison, they're crying and I can't stop them. And she'd be straight over. It was the beginning for her as well as for me. A beginning for Mary and Joseph too. The end of hard journeys and childbirth, but the beginning of sleepless nights and dirty nappies, if they had nappies in those days. Of tears and tantrums, some of which no doubt were from Jesus. The beginning of their family. The beginning of a lifetime of devotion to this child. First in physical care and education, then in pride and concern for him as he grew, until Mary would be the one to follow him. And a beginning for anyone who wants to be on the inside rather than the outside at that childbirth. Let's pause there for a moment, and we're going to sing again. From the squalor of a borrowed stable. We return to our reading this morning. And it starts at the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. John's clearly talking about the beginning of the world, linking Jesus back to creation, the eternal nature of God the Son. And we need to remember that. But I want to look at it slightly differently this morning. What else was the Word the beginning of? It'll make sense in a minute, I hope. In the beginning of time was the Word of God, making and creating and giving life. In the beginning of the Gospel was the Word of God, coming into the world as a human baby. What began at Christmas was a new revelation of the Word incarnate, a Word that brought light and life to the world. John said, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men." In him was life. Not just he was alive, but he was the source of life to others. He was the one you'd go to find life. As though he was so full of this life force that it could be shared around. I can imagine, to maybe use a modern analogy, a person whose blood contains antibodies against a certain disease. And in the blood of that person, those who suffer from that disease can find hope for life, if that person will share it. In this person is life. And of course, the blood of Jesus has significant connotations for us. I just want to think of that sense of Jesus as the source and hope of life for those in despair. And that life was the light of men, the light of mankind, the light that shines in the darkness, an image of revelation, an image of hope, an image of guidance, an image of exposure. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil, John says later on. An image of goodness against the dark sin of the world. Those who came to Jesus for life found light for their own lives. In the beginning of time was the Word. In the beginning of the Gospel was the Word. In the beginning of the church was the Word. Jesus said, "I will ask the Father and he will give you a counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." The Holy Spirit, sent by the Word of God at Pentecost, began the life of the church. A life which would also shine in the darkness, giving light to the world. And in the beginning of our Christian life was the Word. In more senses than one, the Word of God speaks to us, calling us to himself. The grace of God in Jesus speaks to us. Words about God and from God, giving revelation of the love of God, speak to us. The Word of God, as we see made flesh in Jesus, shows his glory. And in him we see God. And in him we receive life. We're given the right to become children of God. In Jesus, when we turn to him in faith, we find life. Jesus said the night before he died, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." If Jesus is the one who holds life, then it stands to reason that we who hold the one who holds life, hold life. Just like the sick person who receives a blood transfusion from the one with antibodies, Jesus' life-giving blood now runs in our veins. Jesus' light is a light within us, a light we are to continue to shine in the darkness. The birth of Jesus isn't the end of a story of pregnancy. It's the beginning of a story of life. The birth of Jesus in our hearts is not the end of a story of evangelism or seeking. It's the beginning of a story of life growing, taking shape, showing light in our lives. It's the beginning of our own childhood in God. In that beginning was the Word. The Word that was with God and was God. The Word that created us physically was the source of our life spiritually. He shone his light in our darkness. And when we welcomed him in, made us God's children. Two 2,000 years ago, the Word, the Son of God, walked on this earth in flesh and blood, showing God's glory, God's grace, and his truth. Today, that Word that was there in our beginnings lives within us, bringing light and life to us and to those whom we meet. We share him in our actions, our words, our love for those around us. And so his light continues to shine in the darkness. May that knowledge give us hope, that the light shines in the darkness even now, even though the darkness doesn't understand it, even though those who need Jesus don't recognize him or receive him, the glory, grace, and truth of God is seen in us. May it encourage us as we grow from childhood to maturity in him, as we shine our light and share it with others. May it bless us this Christmas as we remember that the light's coming into the world and into our lives isn't the end of the story, but just its beginning. There's a long way to go, and some roads may be hard, but we have the life of Christ living within us, the Spirit alongside us, the Father watching over us. Jesus said, "We will come and make our home with you." Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending your Son into the world that we might have life. Thank you that Christmas was a beginning and not an end. That your coming into our lives is just the start of a journey with you. As we receive that light and life from you, may we grow to maturity and we too be lights in the darkness and declare your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. That was a short one this morning, but we're going to sing again. Like a candle flame. May the life of God sustain you. The light of God guide you and give you hope. May God bless you and keep you today and always. Amen.